We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now, Fox Sports USGA analyst Brad Faxon, as we get ready for the U.S. Open, which gets underway at Pebble Beach tomorrow. Be on Fox. First round starting tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1. Brad, Joe, and Evan in New York, how are you?
Good, you guys. How's it going?
Good.
Excellent.
Very good. You know, I want to start with this because I look at this golf course. We'll start with Koepka as he goes for his third straight U.S. Open. I look at this golf course and I say, this is not the kind of golf course that you can just go out there and overpower like we've seen Koepka do. We certainly, you know, we saw him do it at Shinnecock. We saw him do it at Bethpage. It's a different kind of course. It's a little shorter. It's only a little over 7,000 yards. How about that aspect as Koepka goes for three straight U.S. Opens?
Well, yeah, it's going to be a different challenge for him, for sure. And you nailed it. There's only three or four holes that every player is going to hit a driver on.
Right,
and,
right.
As opposed to Aaron Hills, even Shinnecock that had widened fairways. These fairways are narrow. The rough is up. It's thick. But there's a lot of short kind of layup position par fours that, you know, everybody's going to have hitting from the same similar distances on maybe 9 or 10 of the holes.
What about the way Koepka's had success at the U.S. Open? What would this be, the first golfer to win three straight at a U.S. Open in how long?
A million years.
A million years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Curtis Strange had a chance to do it in 1990. He won 88 and 89, and we heard the name Willie Anderson from early 1903 to 1905 was the last player, the only player to win three in a row. So Koepka is already in rarefied air. You know, he's won four of the last eight majors, obviously, last two U.S. Opens, big chip on the shoulder sort of guy. And if Koepka does this, it'll show the golfing world something that I still think they're having a hard time believing about Brooks Koepka.
How much added pressure is that, though, especially when you talk about the history of winning this event 3 days in a row? If he is in serious contention on Sunday, doesn't it add even more pressure than your normal major knowing the history that's on the line?
If you think about that, I'm sure. You know, a guy like Koepka probably isn't a huge history buff. I mean, he's the most competitive guy out here, as competitive as any of the greats like Tiger, like Jack, where I think they're able to downplay that or to use it to an advantage. I don't see the pressure of three in a row really getting to Koepka. It makes it tough. You know, they constantly harp on it. But I think, you know, Koepka's really like all of it at being able to put everything into once he gets out of it.
We're talking to Brad Faxon, of course, from Fox as they get ready to cover the U.S. Open out at Pebble Beach starting tomorrow. How much, Brad, does it help Koepka that he almost blew it at the PGA? He had this huge lead. He had a 7-shot lead. It looked like he was cruising to victory. All of a sudden, bogey, 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 four straight bogeys. The pressure's on. He's only got a 1-shot lead. And, you know, mentally he was able to overcome that and hang in there and hold off DJ to win it. Does that help him more than, let's say, if he would have just ran away with that at the PGA?
Well, that's a fantastic question. You know, somebody asked me the same thing about McIlroy last week with his 7-shot win at the Canadian Open.
Right.
Can that hurt him winning by so many? And I'm like, boy, if that's the way you look at it. I mean, I think Koepka did a great job. He struggled in the middle of the round. Dustin Johnson, his buddy, got close, and he kind of righted the ship. But he also said, look, I'm having some trouble on holes that have some wind blowing left to right, and I'm trying to hit a draw. So it gave him something to work on and think about. And, you know, as long as you can keep those guys like Koepka interested and motivated, that's a big trick. And I don't think there's anything that's going to really kind of intimidate Brooks Koepka this week.
Now, how about the other big name where all the money is moving towards? No matter what, all the money always goes towards Tiger. We know about a few months ago at the Masters. How about the feel you get for Tiger pulling off a U.S. Open victory for, well, when's the last time he won a U.S. Open now? We're talking 18 years, 19 years?
Exactly.
The one against Rocco mediated Torrey Pines, right? Isn't that the last one?
Right. So that's 2008. So,
right.
No, not that one.
You would have lost a lot of money if you said that was the last major he was going to win for 10 or 11 years. And I think he surprised everybody, including himself, at winning the Masters this year. But stretch on the last nine holes, hitting some of the best iron shots under the pressure. But McIlroy told me last year when he played with Tiger in the final round of the Tour Championship that there's still no player in the world that's better than hitting an iron shot pin high than Tiger Woods. And these greens here are the greens the players see all year long in Hilton Head Island. Iron game is really important. Tiger was his best when he won here in 2000, remember, by 15 shots, unheard of. He hit more greens in regulation than anybody. And on the last day, he hit 15 greens in regulation. So a course where Tiger can hit a lot of three woods, hit a lot of shots to the middle of the greens, if he just putts any good at all, he's going to be in contention.
How about, I heard Tiger yesterday, I heard his press conference yesterday, Brad, and he was talking about the Poana greens and putting on that and saying how you got to be below the hole there. You know, can do if you're above the hole, it can do some funky things to the balls. It's heading to the hole. You mentioned the greens, the smaller greens and all of that. How much is putting on this Poana going to be a factor here in this tournament?
Well, there's absolutely nothing that you can complain about it, anything to do with the golf course conditions here at Pebble Beach. The greens are as good as I've ever seen anything at Pebble Beach. Yeah, they're Poana, but they're pure. And they're pure in the morning. They're pure in the afternoon. They've firmed up. They've quickened up over the last couple days. The ball's starting to bounce a little bit more in the fairways. I think the USGA's got it exactly where they want it to be. I haven't heard any player make any derogatory comments about course setup or anything.
Mm-hmm. Give me a guy to keep an eye on as we enter this tournament beginning.
Now, are you talking like an obvious one? Or
no,
you
no,
a little
no.
Bit
something,
further down?
Something under the radar.
I'm going to throw a long shot guy at you, and you tell me, because I'm going to put money on him because he's a big number. So you tell me what you think of this guy. How's that?
Got it. Go.
Brent Snedeker. He's won a couple times at Pebble Beach in the AT&T. He's playing a lot better lately. You know, he really last couple times played pretty well last couple weeks. How about a guy like, I think he's 50-1. How about him?
He'd be a great pick. We were looking at some statistics on guys that putt well on Poana greens, and Snedeker is way up there as one of those guys that's always putting well on Poana. He's a good pick. He's won here. He loves Pebble Beach. You could throw Kevin Kisner in there. I like Furyk is kind of a little sleeper, an old guy. But then there's the obvious. You could pick anybody in the top 10 in the world rankings. He could win. He could win. But I still kind of like a couple foreigners like Molinar and Fleetwood. They're strong. They've played well. Fleetwood had a chance to win shot 63 at Shinnecock last year, and Koepka nipped him by a shot. So it's a pretty wide open field.
Hmm. How about Phil? I got to talk about Phil because he's going for the career Grand Slam. We know all of that. You know, the second place finishes at the U.S. Open. But he won, you know, in February, he won the AT&T at Pebble. So, you know, so he certainly has had success there, knows the course well. Do you give him any shot to pull it off here this weekend?
Well, I had some dinner last night with some guys that had played with Phil and last week in San Diego in some practice rounds and said he wasn't playing well at all, hitting it all over the place. But he also said, look, I could see this guy missing the cut by 10 shots or winning. So he's so unpredictable. He's the only player I've heard that has made some kind of suggestion to the USGA that they could lose the course if they don't put any water on the greens. So, you know, he's already getting a little bit nervous. He's finished second six times.
And
there's only two players that have won the AT&T and the U.S. Open in the same year, and their name Jack and Tiger. So it's still added his name to the list. I think it would be one of the greatest golfing stories in the world to have a 49-year-old Phil Mickelson win the U.S. Complete the career Grand Slam.
How about Dustin Johnson? What's your feel for him?
Well, I saw him on the range practicing with Butch Harmon. Butch Harmon kind of retired, announced his retirement, but I think Dustin convinced him to come out here and watch him hit some balls. He has a love affair with Pebble, should have and could have won here in 2010, except for his triple bogey, double bogey on two and three on the last on the last round. He powers the ball off the tee. I think for a guy that if he gets aggressive with his driver can do some great stuff. But he needs to win a major and start catching up to his buddy Brooks.
He has won 20 times on the tour though. But anyway.
I
think Dustin Johnson's going to win this. That's just me. How about Spieth? Because he's played a lot better. I know he hasn't had a great year. He hasn't won, I guess, since he won the Open Championship. I guess a couple of years ago, I think it was at St. Andrews where he won it. So it's been a couple of years since he's won any tournament. How about him? You think he's back far enough now, in your mind, Brad, that maybe he could win here this weekend?
Well, he's certainly improving, like you said, in every facet of his game. He's got better, except for his stroke average. So for him, if he gets himself in contention, I think he's getting a lot of pressure on himself on Sunday to pull it off. But this is a course that I know is going to fit his game well. He hasn't driven the ball in the fairway as consistently as he was a couple of years ago. He's with here. His coach Cameron McCormick's here with him. They've been grinding on the range. I saw him on the putting green yesterday. We're doing a lot of drills, and his putter got hot for a couple rounds the last few tournaments that he's played. So he needs to have his complete game here in order to contend.
All right, how about the weather? Because I was looking at the weather. I mean, it's not going to get above like the low 60s here. I guess it's not going to be any rain or anything, but nothing above the low 60s. How much is that going to be a factor?
Well, it's funny. The last couple days, I haven't had a sweater on. Players have played in shorts in the practice round, and I'm standing our tower. We're about to go live on the air on FS1 at 12:30 Eastern Standard. And today is the first day I've seen players wearing sweaters.
Right, right.
It's definitely changed a little bit. Gary Woodland's walking by our tower right now looking at his phone. We got some flags are blowing a little bit. It's certainly very playable conditions. And Henrik Stenson, another guy that you could see here, just walked by.
Yeah,
you can see him on the leaderboard. So I'm excited. I think this is as compelling a U.S. Open build-up as we've had in our fifth U.S. Open since we've been doing for Fox.
What was the first one you did? Chambers Bay? Is that the first one Fox did?
Chambers Bay was the first one when
right.
Dustin Johnson magically three-putted and Spieth won. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So before I let you go again, we're talking to Brad Faxon. Who's winning? Who do you like?
Boy, that's a lot of pressure to pick one guy. But, I mean, it would be hard not to say that with the momentum McIlroy's had with his two wins this year, he's number one on the money list, moved up to three in the world ranking. He's pretty tough. He's hitting the ball well. Patrick Cantlay looks pretty good. He won the Memorial two weeks ago.
Right.
And I just had the guy that coaches Justin Rose and putting said, watch out for Justin. You know, he hasn't played particularly well. If he can keep the ball from going in the left rough, he'll be contented.
Hmm.
That was three easy picks, wasn't it?
Very easy. I'm picking Dustin Johnson, but I'm rooting for Brent Snedeker. But I'm picking Dustin
Johnson. I hope you win your bet. Hey, thanks for having me, you guys.
Brad, I appreciate it. Looking forward to watching it. Should be great. Pebble Beach starts tomorrow, 12:30 on Fox, on FS1 tomorrow, 12:30, I believe. Fox has the primetime coverage tomorrow night at 7 to 10, and then obviously it'll be Fox over the weekend.
Different feel with the West Coast.
Oh, I love
with
that.
The time change.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, yeah.
I can't tell you. I mean, I am pumped up for that because that means, I could play golf Sunday and not miss a thing.
Yeah.
Coming home to watch the final round.
Get the best of both
I'm
worlds.
I'm very excited about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.